And the Baltanya writes in Parshas Noach, in Torah Oyer, Pavlik Azach, to check it up to see the Loshon. Say, when you write Ke'ilu, in terms of Birurim, the businessman makes more than the Ben Torah. Because Isaac in its sights is Isaac in the Mordek of Birurim. There's nothing greater than Talmud Torah, more than the Chagiga. So in Birurim, in the world, if he does it properly, sees Mamash Mal in its sights is Isaac in Noirdek of Birurim. So that's what the Emesh is asking. Question for that is, did you lie? Did you swindle? Now the pshat is no. When you didn't swim, say that you're not kapatis from that shayla. You haven't come to the main part of the shayla. Main part of the shayla is nisus. Did you lift it up? Uba meh or what? Be'emuna. What is emuna? What did he say in the previous paragraph? Emuna means wherever you are, you're in the fnei melech. Wherever you are, you're in the fnei melech. If a person is dealing with business, also has to do so. Put his gatel on and go into his office. There's avoida kadosha. Only if you have emuna, you realize that even in your office, the Ramah, the Oyman of Namelach, wherever you are, and that's the Chenin of Emuna. That's the Chenin of Emuna. So, Taka, Mrs. Sata, Taka, did you elevate it? The only way to elevate it is Bemuna. If you Taka felt, then I'm noisy, can double Shem Kanusha. You know the two brothers in London, Freshwater, big brothers, very well to in London, Freshwater. Baba Vasili. So he has twice a week, he gives out stocker. For hours and hours, he stands the whole time, puts his gantle on. It's a whole avoider. He's at Mamish for most of the night. And he listens to everybody. There's always an argument there. There's hundreds of mashalachi. He listens to everybody for a long time. And always trying to find shortcuts, you know, like have somebody else, have a few people listening. No, he insists on himself. And somebody told me recently, he came back from the mashalach. Somebody tried to chambel over. He told me he went there. And he says, there's arigas outside the room. Because everybody's in a rush. And everybody's in pain. Everybody's, you know, and he insists. Mamish and hold avoida. He stands up. And he listens to everybody's story. It's avoida. He realizes that why is he making all these hundreds of millions? So that twice a week, he goes to an avoida kadosh. And Mamish looks at his Mamish and avoida. So that's, this is in the Sata Be'emuna. Mamish and he realizes that his whole being is the man Koich Moisbar. Also, Bameh or Be'emuna. From Ashatam and Shekol Dom and Mechiyusa, everything is from the Chiyus Rabbein Shalom. Melech Lot Kvoidit. So, Oz Kvata Itim Latoyer. It's not two things. It's Lema Shekvata V'davakta Kola Itim Shel Hazmanim Latoyer. Try to say, you, all these Itim, which Itim? The Itim of Nisus Menasata Emuna. You pull them all in, Latoyer to Toyer. It's not two questions. It's one question. Shel Nifrad Tafel Eisach and Latoyer. Why Kim Shekol Darka Chalashim? On the Shem Shemayim.
So if you do it, means it was done on the Shem Shemayim.
That's right. Done on the Shem Shemayim, done to be dovet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you pulled all those into Torah. The person who's sitting is Torah Sayyim Nasas, he's in Torah all the time. The person who's working, he has to pull it all into Torah. He has to take all those hours that he was working and bring them into Torah. And he's also been Torah. That's it, Torah. He gets, as the Svarim say, that our person gets half the time of Torah while he's working. He's trying to see the whole Torah. All he's got in mind is Torah all the time. What he's got in mind is the Tarek Mitzvahs. Bochabakev, Vemid Achas, what is Torah? Bochabakev, Vemid Alachas. The whole Torah is Tzadik Vemunasa Yichya. He's got a Munah, that's the whole Torah. That's putting the whole Torah Alachas. See, so Nisus Vemunasa Munah, that's Torah. That's Chabakev. The whole Torah is Bochabakev, Vemid Alachas. So that's the same thing. If you're Nisus Vemunasa Munah, then you have been Kavata Itim the Torah. Then you took all those Itim of Melacha and you brought them into you, Kuveya them. Kuveya means you chiseled them in into Torah. Top shot is Kavata Itim. Outside of your working hours, did you learn? It's also a mistake of shot. It's a Tifer of shot. Kavata Itim. If you did that, then you would pull all those Itim of working into Torah. So Lafuk comes to exclude the main noise and himself, Shu Esa, Hahu, Nifrat Midvekas of Torah Bakarish Baruch. If Chasham a person doesn't, then during his working hours, he's hepach, he's nifrat. Turns out that the munah is the sheirish of every single person. emesis you won't see it. I'm sure you know it from Los Angeles, and so you know from London, it's fresh with us, and you see sometimes when you know Elachabalabatim, they bring out the biggest Kiddush Hashem in the world. Right? Because they also can master Matan, they also can, you see that every spare minute they're coming to learn. In a way, to meditate, and they're reading the Kaddishim Shemaim much more than the Kol Yomam. Because you know, you see how they're not nifted, that's the verb. Because I know in London, I know Mamishim Balabatim, you know, learning every. There's one of the brothers, fresh waters, he gives out 3-4 shiurim a day. He wakes up in the morning, he's always tired, and he's always going from shiur to shiur. He's one of the wealthiest heathen in the world. And he's not nana like Rebbe, it's for Katana. As I mentioned, it's like Moedik Kiddush Hashem. Because he's in a matzav where he couldn't have been nifrat, right? The person's locked up in front of the king all the time. Not as much of a Kiddush Hashem for the king as somebody who's far away, and he keeps on telling the king, I can't get my mind off you, king. Can't get my mind off Adi, it's much more a natural God. Today, one of the reasons why people are pushed to stay in learning is two nukudas. One of the nukudas is because the world, the dust, the street is so trafe, that's an enemy of protection. She's like an emis, right? But the person has to be pulled into the world. And say, once upon a time, was before the war, when nobody was learning in Kodal, right? Most people weren't learning in yeshiva. How many yeshivas did you have? How many yeshiva bachim? You take all the yeshivas in all Europe, and one yeshiva in Mir is still bigger than all the yeshivas in Europe. Why? Was it still way greater now than then? Then they were my wife's grandfathers. Their father's a Rebbe in Alden in Chassidische Shtetl. And he said 3:00, 3:30 in the morning, the marriage was full. Everybody had to chop the wood. They all had the volunteering work to chop the wood and put the fire in the Bessie Medrash. So they were there, and then they went to work. This guy milked the cow, and this guy did this, and this guy did the other. Sold textile. I don't know whoever did, but they were all Bnei Torah. It wasn't necessary to sit and learn all day long. So they were Makadosh and Shemayim. He's telling me, he remembers of Sadai, used to have to travel every day. You know, Reb Levi Yitzchak Bender, this old wrestler, the Chassid, he lived in Meir Sha'arim. So when he's running away from the Russians, for Yiddishkeit, which was point Yiddishkeit, he's running away from the Russians, he had to run away to a place. He had to go into work, and he had to spend a 2-hour train every day to Kiev. He was hiding from them. So he used to, make a few pennies. And he said he went through this 30 times, Shisha Sidra Mishnah. That one year, he was running away, that one year he went to 30 on the train there and back. And then he went and he earned his, today it'd be called a balabos. He's not a ben Torah. those are the ben Torah. It's a Moedik Kiddush Hashem. Today it's such an Assoyan, but it's not when a person has to try it, to ultimate and Lady Dim Assoyan, don't go out into that world. This is a Satan Muna. The person Mamish says, you see such a Kiddushim Shemayim, you see these Yidin, you see, who's an Antwerp, there's a Yidin, they're going to go in the summer, who's working with diamonds. I sit in the Bessie Medrash all day, they're learning. The kids were in camp, what is the thing? This Yidin was working, he came in at 3 or 4 times a day. He used to come in, open the Gemara, learn twice for half an hour, run out again. Again, Mamish happened a few times a day. He used to come in, Mamish, Ramesh HaYim, quite a few times. Sometimes for an hour, sometimes for an hour. You could see that what was he doing? He had a half an hour free, ran in the Bessie Medrash, and he was into it. He's got children living here, Bakshka came into it. His son is a girl, that's it. But remember, Azayid, this is something more, Azayid is Kodesh Kodesh. So that's Nisus when Sata and Mamela, but that is Kabati to the Torah. I went to the boss, the diamond boss, for a few hours. I took all those hours, came to the dimension for half an hour. I made 3.5 hours out of that half an hour of learning. He went again for a few hours, came back for half an hour, made another 3.5 hours of learning. That's in the Kudo. The Kudo is, he shows he wasn't Nifrat. Even when he was there, his mind was in the Bessie Medrash. He'd give me 5 minutes, kilo, and he'd run into the Bessie Medrash. That's to show that you're not Nifra, that's the rest of the Kiddushim Shemayim Berachos. Moedik Yisrael.